Welcome to a very special episode of Fossil Podcast, episode 197.
So special.
It's the specialist.
It's the most special.
My my co-host Christy is back.
Woo! I was ready.
It just feels right.
It just, it just Mama's home. It's
it just
okay.
Feels Mama is home.
Mama's home. It's been a feckin' journey.
It has been a journey.
But here we are. Oh. We made it.
So I guess to set the that's a creepy rape van that's just driving down my street.
Is it the Uber that dropped me off because it was very creepy?
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
It was just a giant van, which like you don't see a lot.
No,
like
I've
normally it's
Uber
someone's
van.
Corolla and shit.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was a big van, and the guy had like I felt kind of at home because he had all his yoga crap in the back, but
okay.
He was just a little different.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Sure,
he was just a little different.
But if you were gonna murder somebody, wouldn't just some yoga mats put somebody at ease?
Yeah,
it's like
that's how you keep the blood off the ground.
Oh no!
Yeah, so yeah, it was special.
So. I don't know how, I guess if you're a new listener to the show that we've picked up over the last couple of weeks, hi, this is Christy. This is my co-host.
Hi.
The last couple of months we've had guest co-hosts. We had Michael Malone, who did a great job in November.
Absolutely.
We had Ken Garr, who did a great job for, Michael was October, Ken was November, and some in December. Basically just keeping the show alive until you got back.
Well, I appreciate it.
And
I appreciate it.
So
it gave me something to listen to while
did you
I was
listen?
Sitting around. I did.
Oh,
I did.
We were hoping that you were.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You'd be very proud. We only had three dudes on while you were gone.
I did notice there was a lot of female guests on, which I think was a wise choice.
Okay, good.
Somebody's got to balance that shit out.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was like, this could go very like the opposite of what the show has been with a bunch of dudes, or we can keep it kind of,
there's often times that the female comedians actually end up being raunchier than when you guys are on alone, but I still appreciate the balance of female energy.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked about it really. The listeners know that you went on maternity leave.
Is that what we're calling it?
That's what I said. I didn't know how much you wanted me to divulge. Or what you wanted me to say, but you had to leave the show abruptly.
Yes. Yeah, I had to leave a lot of shit abruptly.
So the last episode you were on, the listeners knew you were pregnant and you had twins.
Yeah.
And the last couple of episodes leading up to that was just kind of you weren't feeling very well.
Yep.
You would still come and do the show, but you weren't feeling that great.
Yeah. My biggest problem was nausea at the time.
Yeah.
Little did I know the road that lay ahead of me.
Then you started feeling better.
Yeah.
You started feeling better. We did two episodes when you were feeling great.
Yep. Got out of the house for like 2 weeks total.
And then I got a phone call.
Uh-huh.
I can't do the podcast anymore.
Yeah. Or anything.
Call me back.
Right.
And so where have you been the last, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, Ivan?
Yeah. I have been on bed rest. Mm. And that is not something cute where like I was lying in bed in my slippers and eating fucking cookies.
Right. Okay.
It turns out that while I was pregnant, I am a mother now of two children.
Yes.
A little boy and a little girl. But it turns out that I have an incompetent cervix, which is a hilarious name.
That's very funny.
For something, but it's not funny at all.
Right.
But it's a hilarious name for something.
We could have named it something a little better than that, right?
Yeah, but no, I have a stupid cervix that doesn't know what the fuck it's supposed to do. And what your cervix is supposed to do is stay closed until it's time to give birth.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But at 19 weeks of pregnancy, for those of you who don't know, you are normally pregnant for 40 weeks. Mm. And at 19 weeks of pregnancy, my stupid cervix decided it wanted to start opening. Mm. So they told me that I had to go home, lay in bed, and literally not even sit up.
Right.
I was only getting up to use the restroom, and I was only sitting up to eat food and then laying right back down.
So when they say bed rest, they mean sit down, shut up.
They mean lay the hell down and do not move for anything.
Because these babies are coming.
Right, or else these babies are going to try to make their way out.
Wow.
And it was way too early. So the big goal was that you have to make it to 24 weeks for things to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything prior to 24 weeks and really nobody stands a chance.
So you get put on bed rest at 19.
Yes.
And they're like, babies could come in any second.
They told me that I probably would not make it to 24.
Okay.
So my mom set out on a massive search. She was like our freaking angel, and she found this thing called a pessary, which is like a big rubber donut that they put around your cervix to hold its stupid ass closed.
Okay. For your incompetent cervix.
Right, because my cervix is stupid. And so I had to drive down to Orange County lying in the back of my
Uber. In the back of your Uber.
In the back of my Uber man. And
just on a yoga mat?
Yeah. And they put this thing in, and
they put the donut inside of you.
They put the donut inside of me.
Okay.
It's horrifying. The face that you're making is correct, because this guy's getting like wrist deep, like, in that
wrist deep.
It will. I don't know how else I can describe it, to be quite honest with you. In that, when I was there for that particular session, like there were three different people who did things. So I just had everyone inside of me. Like it was just a revolving door of people just sticking things and hands and wrists. And it was like, from that point on, I no longer had any ounce of privacy whatsoever. Right. And it just got worse from there.
Right.
Yep. So anyways, they put this thing in and they tell me that it will probably at least get me to 24 weeks. I went back for a checkup at 24 weeks and things had deteriorated, but at least we had gotten to the first place where we needed to go.
Now, when I visited you, you were in your apartment.
Yeah.
Literally on your back, and you were getting up every 4 days to shower.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. But you shower once a week.
But you did make it to 24 weeks.
But I did make it to 24 weeks.
Which they said you probably weren't going to do.
Yes.
And you knew that you would.
Yeah.
You knew when I talked to you.
There was no other option.
Right. You're like, there's no way.
There's just no fucking way. That story's too sad.
Yeah.
Like for me to have gone, for those of you who didn't listen before, for me and my husband to have gone through a year and a half of fertility treatment, for me to be shoving needles into my stomach every single day.
Right.
And then for that to happen, like that story is just too sad. No one wants to read that fucking book.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's not the way the movie ends. And I was like, I will not have it.
I'm not going out like this.
Yeah. Right. Fuck you, cervix. Right. You kids need to chill the F out and just stay put and quit fucking around, basically. And the only doctor I had that was competent at all was the one down in Orange County that I was going to see. Everyone else was an idiot. Jeez. When my doctor first told me about the incompetent cervix, he was like, he's like, if, you know, it is probably in your best interest to just terminate and move and try again. And I was like, this took a year and a half. How about you sit the hell down and calm yourself? Like, we're going to figure something
out. That was the advice he gave you.
Yep.
Incompetent cervix, incompetent doctors.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep. Everyone's incompetent. It was just a big dumb fest. Absolute dumb fest. But at 24 weeks, things had gotten worse. So at that point you go on hospital bed rest.
Yes.
And that's where things got like super duper fun.
Yeah. That's when shit got real, as you said.
Yeah. Shit got like extra super real and pretty much intolerable. Mm. So the next day I packed up my freaking bag and I checked into the hospital, where the idea was that I was going to be living there from 24 weeks till at least 28 weeks.
Right.
'Cause once you get past 28 weeks, things are much easier to deal with as far as NICU and stuff like that. So I check in and I think that I'm just going to be doing the same thing I was doing at home, but in the hospital where I can be monitored. But it turns out that the doctors had other plans for me. I checked in. They laid me on a bed. They then tilted my bed so that my feet were about 5 to 6 inches above my head. So I was laying at a constant incline. At this point, I am not allowed to sit up to eat or anything.
Really?
No, I had to lay. I was allowed to tilt myself flat to eat and then had to put my head back down below my feet.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There were no more showers. So it was all like getting wiped down in bed, which is just.
I know.
Absolutely horrifying.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Can I tell this to, like, when I came to visit you and you're like, Justin, look at my legs. they look like mine.
My legs were the hairiest. They were the hairiest, fuzziest legs, like armpits. It was very tribal.
Yep.
Like everything was just growing and It was horrifying.
Christy was like, they've been bathing me with wet naps. I don't know what to do. They couldn't shave you? They couldn't shave you?
They could. They asked if I wanted to, but really, yeah. Do I want right. some feckin' nurse that I just met like 4 days ago to start shaving things for right. me? You know yeah. what I mean? Like, the hospital doesn't have a waxer. You know what I mean? Like, right, just yeah. whatever. Let it all grow out.
And that's probably the last thing on your mind.
Exactly.
Right. Who am I trying to impress?
Right. In lieu of shaving, like, if you could just tilt me upward for 15 minutes, like, right. that would be spectacular, please, because I'm sick of eating upside down. But my favorite part of all was that I was put on bedpans. Mm. So the first day I get there, I realize that I have to pee into this bucket
sure.
and have someone like dump it for me.
Right.
So now complete strangers are coming in and taking my urine away. But by day two, they tell me that I have to have a bowel movement. Justin,
ugh.
Like a fucking animal is how I was living for 8 months. Like a fucking animal, upside down, crapping in buckets.
Christy.
And I'm upside down on an angle.
By the way, this is our Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I had to poop in buckets. Let me take a moment to tell everyone that this is not what pregnancy normally looks like. I'm just horrible at it.
You sure are. You just, sure are.
Just not good at pregnancy at all.
Do you meet at the first of the year and you're like, I think we're going to try to have a kid.
Yeah, that was my New Year's resolution.
To have a kid.
I said nothing about pooing in buckets.
What was the first time like? Was it hard?
So here's how it goes. Yeah, I had a nurse for the 2 days prior, right? Uh-huh. So I knew this woman. We had a rapport.
Sure.
She comes in and I was like, all right. I'm like, if you can set me up, I'm like, I'm going to try to do this. Right. I'm going to try to have a bowel movement. She's like, no problem, hun. Take as long as you need to. She like left the room. She left me to my own devices. And I'm sitting and just trying to like mentally get through it. You know what I mean? Like mentally, first of all, figure out how to poop upside down. And then also just to get through it. And then.
That's right. Because you're elevated.
I'm also tilted.
Oh, Jesus.
It was insane. It was absolutely insane. So I get through it, right? I bear down.
You do it.
I woo-saw through it. Yep. I make it happen. And then I hit the button for the nurse to come in.
Uh-huh.
It's a brand new nurse.
Oh, no.
Never met her before
oh,
in my
no.
life. And she walks in. She's like, hi, hun. My name is whatever, Betty.
Right.
It's nice to meet you. And I was like, well, Betty, I don't know how you say hello, but I just took my first bowel movement and I need for you to change me.
Hey, so, but here's a bucket of shit.
It's very nice to meet you. Sorry, it smells like my feces in here.
Holy
here's a bucket
shit.
Of poop. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep. So
Christy.
That was how I met my new nurse for the next 2 days. And, you know, bless those women because they were all so unfazed every single time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're just used to the poop
just
over there and labor and delivery. Just another day
at the office.
At the office. So anyways, time went on and my water started leaking and then that led to an infection. So I had to get this like last minute emergency C-section after I think I started contractions around 10 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
and they gave me all of this stuff to try to stop the contractions because they didn't know that my water had started leaking yet.
Uh-huh.
So at that point, they still thought they were stopping it. So I can't move. I'm still laying upside down. I can't like flex or move or anything to take away the pain of the contractions. They won't give me any pain meds or epidural because they're still trying to stop the contractions.
Oh, right,
so
right.
I just went through labor for... I had my C-section at midnight. So, you know, almost 12 hours of just going through it. And the whole time they're trying to tell me that it's not happening. They're like, you just need to relax. We told your doctor what's going on. If it doesn't stop by morning, we're going to go through with a C-section. And I was like, I can feel my child's head trying to push its way out of me. Like, I don't understand why everyone keeps telling me, like, try to get some rest is what they kept saying to me.
Right.
It's like, I kind of hate you right now.
This is happening.
Yeah, like I literally, you feel things trying to come out.
Right.
And they just kept, they thought I was going to go to sleep and wake up the next morning. But then the doctor came in and saw that I was having like for real contractions.
Sure.
And it's when you have an emergency C-section, like it all happens in like 30 seconds. Like all of a sudden the doctor was like, we need to have a C-section right now. And 40 nurses came in and were putting my husband into scrubs and were dressing me in my gown and like shifting me from beds. Like it was the most insane thing. And because there were twins and because they were early and because it was a C-section, there was probably about 30 people in the room
right.
as I got my C-section. Which, by the way, they don't tell you that just because you can't feel pain during a C-section doesn't mean you can't feel anything.
So you're awake for the whole thing.
You're completely awake.
Oh, stop.
You're completely aware of what's going on. You have this tiny little curtain between you and the madness that is going on in your stomach. Right. And you can still feel them pushing and shoving things around inside of you. So it doesn't hurt, but I'm just sitting there aware that people are ripping my organs out from the inside.
Yeah.
And
it's like when you wake up during like when they're like doing like stuff on your teeth, right? And you can feel them pushing and this, you're like, I know this is probably
except
really bad.
Except it was my intestines.
But it's your body.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Christy.
And my husband was there and he had his camera to take pictures of the kids.
Oh, okay.
But no, yeah, he decided that he wanted to see what was going on. So he's sitting there next to me and all of a sudden he stands up with his camera phone and starts taking pictures and just looks over. Once he stands up, he looks back at me with this shocked face. And I was like, absolutely not. Don't look at me like that. I'm pretending like this isn't happening. Why the fuck would you look at me like that? Like, I know what's happening on the other side
of
that.
I can feel what's happening right now.
Can you please, pretty please, not look at me?
Your husband's Snapchatting.
Like, holy crap, I know what's going on over there. Oh. I'm trying to stay calm so I don't freak the hell out.
See, I thought they'd knocked you out.
No.
I would assume that they would just put you to sleep and you wake up.
They give you the same epidural. Sometimes they do, but for me, they gave me the same epidural that I would have given if I was giving birth regularly.
Christy.
So
this happens.
Uh-huh.
And it's a matter of minutes.
Matter of minutes. Son was born at 12:01, daughter born at 12:04.
Sure.
They actually waited to do the C-section so that they would both be born on the same day.
They waited?
Yeah. So that the twins didn't have different birthdays.
Get them out of there. Why are we waiting?
Yeah, it's fine. And the doctor, it's like another thing where they're all sitting around and the guy's like telling jokes to one another. Like it's just business as usual.
No.
They just don't, like, not phased whatsoever. And they both came out and my husband got to cut the cords and all of that stuff.
Wow.
They instantly had to intubate them because they were born at 25 weeks, which is, again, not 40 weeks.
Right.
So that's super duper early.
Right. But not 19.
But it's not 19.
Right.
And they made it long enough that, you know, they're going to be in the NICU until January, maybe even February, but they're going to be here. And that's what counts.
I was in Dallas officiating a wedding.
Yeah,
I fell asleep. Uh-huh. Not at the wedding.
Okay, that's good.
And I woke up
because you don't drink anymore.
Right, that's right. Yeah, I was going to ask you too. Like shitting in a bucket, like sober, is probably super weird.
Yeah,
right.
I wish they would have given me something for that.
Yeah.
Just that first time.
Piss in a bucket. Oh yeah, college. And I fell asleep, and I woke up the next morning to a text that said, "Good morning, Uncle Justin, and your two little babies were there. They're so tiny.
Yeah,
they're so cute.
They are quite wee."
So where do we stand now?
Now they are a little over 3 weeks old. They just made it up to 2 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They came off their breathing machines for a little while. They were too young, too weak. They put them back on the breathing machines and they should be coming off again sometime this week.
Awesome.
So, Yeah.
So they're there.
They're there.
So you're back. Is it feel weird to be like walking around and like being back? Is it weird?
Absolutely.
It's strange, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's weird because like other than going back and forth from the hospital, like my husband and I are just kind of back to normal life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're not in parent life. We're not changing diapers. We're not doing any of that stuff. So other than me pumping and us going to the hospital, it's really strange.
Yeah.
It's really strange to be in that in-between place.
Right, because life's going on.
Yep.
But you have babies.
Right.
But they're over there.
Right.
And Yeah, right. That is weird.
We're not really caring for them yet. Right. You know, we're just kind of visiting them. Yeah. So it's really strange. But so
has the whole thing not really sunk in yet?
It took a while. When they first came off their vents, I got to hold, not him because he was a little too sick. He was the one who had gotten the infection prior. But I got to hold her a couple of times and I got to start changing their diapers and stuff. And that was when it really sunk in, like, holy crap, I have children. Aww. But that was like, you know, 5 days later, right. You know, sure, a week later from them being born. But yeah, that was really when it hit me, like, and not only like I'm a mom, but I have two freaking kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I was going to say, enjoy like this like limbo period because shit's about to change.
Yeah. Midnight on the 5th, on the 5th, no kids, 1201, 1204, two kids. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Man.
They're cute as hell though.
You know, I love the pictures and the videos.
Oh my goodness.
And everything's fine. They're healthy. Everything's going just
so far. So good.
So far, so good.
So we're just hoping that it's uneventful and boring and that they just sit there and grow.
You had some listeners in Iowa asking about you, by the way. We had Fossil Podcast fans come out and they were like, where is Christy? When is she coming back? Right. What's going on? And I was like, all right, listen, don't show anybody this, but here's pictures of the babies. And they were like, oh my God. So people wanted to know. People wanted to know what was going on. So I'm glad.
Just been pooping in buckets.
We've been over here running a podcast. You've been at home laying in bed chilling.
Right. Just
hanging out.
People say some things, man. People say some things and they mean well, but Jesus.
Give me an example. No names, obviously.
Obviously.
We can bleep them out.
Obviously. That was one when I was on bed rest. It was like, you know, rest up now because when the kids come and it's like, yeah, but this isn't super like relaxing. This isn't like a trip to Hawaii. I don't feel like I've been at the spa. And people are still saying that to me now. It's like, well, get the sleep while you can. It's like, really? Because I'm pumping every 3 hours.
Oh, really?
So I'm still on like kids schedule.
Yeah.
Plus I get to worry about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, no, I'm not really resting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just am laying around trying to get through the next little bit. But
what was the pumping like? What do you have to do for that?
I hope this isn't like this whole rant isn't like anti having kids. I don't want to scare anyone away from it, but
this is a birth control episode of Foster the Podcast.
Seriously. Between this and 2 years ago, our abortion story for Christmas.
Oh my God, that was Christmas.
We really
that
know
was
how to
Christmas
do it.
2 years ago. Yeah, what is it with our holiday specials?
I don't know. Just trying to celebrate the birth of Jesus with our wonderful stories.
Jesus probably had to shit a bucket.
Probably, right? Or a hole, something like that.
Yeah.
Something uncomfortable. Pumping's, it's kind of terrible. You just sit there and you get hooked up to this machine and it just yanks on your teats until all the milk comes out. And everything hurts and
I'm
gets
sure.
sore and it cracks and it bleeds. And, you know, it's like I'll wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and just kind of mindlessly like hook myself up to this friggin' milking machine like I'm cattle.
That's so, yeah. Like I was just about to say, like a cow.
It's 100% the same thing that they do to dairy cows.
Right.
And, you know, I might be an activist after this because it sucks.
Right.
And I get it.
Oh,
cows.
Yeah.
I feel your pain.
No more milk for Christy.
No, only almond milk for me. Because fuck almonds.
But the poor almonds.
Oh, fuck almonds.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I'll sit there and I'll just kind of like, you have to sit up and lean forward a little bit and I'll just kind of fall asleep.
Sure.
And like, it's
just
pretty
half
terrible.
Asleep at 4 a.m. Just.
It's a little bit like torture.
Yeah.
Like, I think that they should use that as some form of torture.
Yeah.
Like, that's what should be done to Al-Qaeda. Right. You know what I mean? Is like just being hooked up to this milk machine and then waking you up every 3 hours and making you do it for half hour.
Yeah, I think that was one of Trump's platforms. We will milk ISIS.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Oh, my God. What an ordeal.
That's the joy of life. Yeah. So if I'm ever pregnant again, it was either a mistake Or my kids are so cute that I forgot somehow.
No. We'll play this episode.
Okay.
So when I visited you in the hospital, and you were joking how your husband's been taking pictures of you on bed rest, you with hairy legs, you in the hospital.
Yeah.
So those kids better act right.
100%. Once they turn 12, I'm just going to show them the slideshow every month so that they keep their shit together. Right. Because
you
want to
do your homework?
It.
You don't want to do listen to episode 197 of the podcast.
How about that? How about that?
Oh, wow.
Bring home a bedpan and show them what it looks like.
Yeah.
Make them poop in it when they're bad.
Make them poop in a bucket. Yeah. Change it. Show them your scar picture.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Hook them up to a milk machine.
God, well, okay. I don't know about that.
No. That's not what we do.
Oh, and you decided on names for them, right?
Yes.
Can you say the names on the air?
Yeah, absolutely. Our little boy is Atlas William, and our little girl is Adeline Kathleen.
So perfect.
Yep. Atlas and Adeline.
Episode 189, you're not. Episode 197, you're a mom.
That's right.
Or whatever it was. Oh, wow.
So
I'm so glad that you're back.
Yeah.
It just feels so right.
Yeah. It's good to be back. I told you last week, I was like, anytime you're ready.
Yeah. We had lunch the other day, and Christy was like, yo, whenever you're ready. I'm like, now, come back.
Let's
tomorrow.
Let's do it right now.
So what else is, but like besides the pregnancies, have you noticed anything that you were... In bed, do you have any perspective on anything? I feel like so much time has passed.
Perspective on what?
I don't know. Has anything, I mean, like, anything that you noticed, like, while, like, on social media or, like, watching, like, other people do things?
I don't give a shit about any of it.
That's changed?
That's really what I've noticed. And the whole, I know we don't talk about politics on the show.
Yeah, because we had a whole different, we had a whole new president while you were in bed.
And the whole election thing happened as I was on bed rest.
Yeah.
The Tuesday that we all voted was the day I got released from the hospital and had two kids. And I just watched people care about things that are very important things, but they weren't important
sure.
to me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't give a crap about any of it.
Right.
I didn't give a crap about people's stance on anything.
Right.
I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I had my priorities really shifted.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I was kind of getting at when people are like upset about this and stuff. And rightly so.
Right.
People have ideas and atrocities, but you're like, yo, I've been on bed rest in a hospital and I just had my stomach cut open.
Right. My children who weren't supposed to be here are here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just, it definitely shifted even more so for me. Like, I'm normally not a give a fucky kind of person, but this is like, it's a whole other level. Like, I don't give a damn about literally anything right now. You know what I mean? I'm like, I just don't care. My perspective has definitely shifted in that way. So it's really interesting. I've seen like 50 miracles take place in this past year that's gone by. It's been ridiculous.
I know.
You know what I mean? These kids shouldn't have, but they were likely to not even be conceived.
Right.
And since then, we conceived them. They were twins. We weren't supposed to make it to 19 weeks. We made it. We weren't supposed to make it to, you know, we weren't supposed to make it to 25 weeks. We made it. They're doing fine so far. And, you know, it's just been, it's been really interesting to see the way the universe works.
It's almost like all this, like, other stuff, like, doesn't really matter. It's like,
nope.
Your perspectives probably shift so much. You're like, I don't give
a shit.
It's
hard though.
Yeah.
It's hard though. And my job, which I haven't gone back to yet, is based around empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been asking me like, are you ready to do sessions yet? And it's like, I don't think I can because I don't give a shit about anyone's problems right now.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine at this, while everything is still so heightened, sitting across from someone and like, my boyfriend's mean. And I just being like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to give you some really weird advice right now about just,
I'm
you
not
know,
a
like,
great space to give advice
you
right now.
Just pack up all your stuff and go, you know, just go, man. Like, it's real hippy dippy with me right now. Just go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's very hard between like sobriety stuff and just interacting with people, and it's really weird right now.
Yeah,
because I have a hard time like just interacting with people.
Sure,
so, like, it doesn't matter,
and rightly so.
Yeah,
rightly so. I mean, everything that you've been through and everything that you've had to go through the last couple of months,
it's weird.
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
I can't. You know.
Yeah, It's very strange. Me and my husband have been sticking together.
Good.
Because we get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're going through the same thing, which, you know, helps.
So I feel like so much has happened, but like not that much has happened.
Right.
Since you've been gone. It's crazy. My girlfriend's coming to Texas for
that
the holidays.
Is so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's coming to meet the family.
I'm very excited.
Oh, I'm excited too.
I'm very excited.
My mom's super excited.
Oh, I bet. Has she met your mom yet?
Nope.
Just your dad?
No, nope. Oh, my dad was in town. Oh yeah.
So
you,
cute.
Yeah.
Has anyone made fun of you yet for being the world's most Caucasian couple known to man? Because I'd like to.
I've been waiting like for you to come back. No one's made fun of me since you've been gone. Because
you guys go to pumpkin patches and like you go cider tasting and you're always fucking hiking somewhere.
We went apple picking. Yeah. We ran a 5K.
You ran a 5K, about to run another one, right?
Yeah.
running 5Ks together. It's yep.
I can just see you laying in the hospital seeing the pictures of me apple picking. Like, this motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, don't sit there trying to be normal with your normal girlfriend going cider tasting.
Weird, right?
Like an asshole.
Right. It's so strange to me.
I know. It's like you were such a dirtbag when I met you. You know what I mean? And now you're just carving pumpkins and shit. It's pretty cute.
If you go back and listen to the episodes of the first of this year to now, both of our lives have changed so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
If you had told me at the beginning of 2016 I was going to spend my Sunday apple picking.
Right.
What?
It's nice though. As a friend of yours who has always been trying to get you to get your shit together,
right.
It's nice to see you with someone who also wants you to get your shit together and who helps that along.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Since you've been gone, I've been on tour.
Yeah.
I've been gone.
You've been gone the whole time.
Many airplanes.
How'd it go?
Seven of them were great.
Okay.
The last two, oh boy.
You were doing so good flying.
Yep.
And then you took a break from flying for like a month, maybe?
2 months. Yeah.
2 months?
Yeah.
And then you were freaking out again about getting back on a plane.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know.
That's how it happened.
Is it?
Yeah. That's why I'm such a mess right now, is because I was traveling all over the place and then I didn't travel for like a year.
Right.
And now I'm a basket case and can never fly again.
Yep. The first one was a little rough.
Okay.
And then after that, it was they're fine.
Good.
They were great. Even the last two were super turbulent. But I was fine. I was okay.
Good. Yeah. I really do think it's getting over that first.
Yeah. You got to pull the Band-Aid off and get back into it.
Take that first flight.
And I was with Drew, and he flies Southwest, so everything's at least two flights. Every destination is at least one layover. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So I did that. What else have I been doing? I officiated a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it went great. I actually started a company.
Officiating?
I did.
I love it.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. I decided to do that as my side job, is to officiate weddings.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Dearly Beloved.
That's awesome. Dearly Beloved.
It's the name of my company.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Isn't that great?
That is pretty amazing.
So
I love that.
So yeah. So we're doing that. And that's pretty much it, man. I got 4 new tires on my car today.
That's
because I have to drive to Texas.
Oh, okay.
I'm making that 26-hour drive, which, oof.
Are you going to go bananas in the middle of the desert again?
It's just me. It's literally just me and my thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You called me last time you drove through the desert at night and you weren't doing well.
That was a couple of years ago.
It was a long time ago.
2 months sober.
Yeah.
And there was a really weird time for me. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know what to do for you.
I called you at a truck stop in New Mexico at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, telling me that shit's getting weird.
Yeah. It's pouring down rain. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you were a mess.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Yeah.
I was
like, I don't know what you think is going wrong, but you're just driving a car and you can't just live at this truck stop. You got to keep going, man.
I'm in New Mexico now. Send my things.
Right. That was around the same time when you were going to just live on trains.
That's right.
When you were going to go train hopping.
I was going to train hop it for a
while.
You
had a lot of good ideas back then.
I did. I really did.
That was pre-apple picking.
That was my pre-apple picking days.
Yeah.
So shit's good.
Nice.
Shit's good for both of us.
What are you guys going to do when you're down in Texas?
I'm going to give her the tour.
Okay.
The full tour.
Has she heard enough of your stories that you feel comfortable being around?
Yeah.
your Texas friend.
She's listened to the podcast.
Okay.
She's I've known her for a year before we started dating.
Right.
She knows that I used to be kind of a dirtbag.
Okay.
So I don't really think there's too many stories.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
People tell like dicks out stories in the middle of bars and stuff.
That might not be great.
Okay.
That might not be my favorite, but I can always be like, you know.
Yeah, back in the day.
I really hope that my friends don't do that though. I would really hope that, hey, this is my my girlfriend that I've been dating for a long time. Justin used to pull his dick out of bars when he was drunk. come on, man. I hope my friends don't do that, but, you know, anything goes.
You never know.
I got a prepper for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, you're going to hear some things. Believe half of it. You know, people like to embellish things.
I went home, I think I was about 2 years sober, and I went home for the first time for a friend's wedding, and everything was going smooth, and I was so terrified to go.
Right.
I was terrified to go. It was like, I don't know who hates me. I don't know who I pissed off. Right. Like, I literally lived in a blackout for a decade,
the
and I just
of your
don't
past.
Know. Yeah. And I showed up, and everyone was so excited and all that, and we show up to the venue the day before, and someone who looks sort of familiar, but I couldn't really place them, comes up to me. And they're like, you look so familiar. And they were like, oh, they asked me what my name was. And I was like, Christy. And they're like, oh, you're Greg's friend. And I was like, oh, no. And I just kind of walked away and was like, please don't ever come near me for the rest of this trip. Like, that's all I needed to hear was that you knew me from that group in that period of time. And we don't, I don't need to discuss anything further.
New phone, who is this?
The fuck away from this. Yeah. Just please don't talk to anyone. Don't tell anyone you know me.
Right. Right. Yeah. Hopefully she's heard enough. I think she's heard enough about old Justin, and who I am now is much different.
Absolutely.
You know, old Justin definitely wouldn't go apple picking.
Right. She doesn't have to deal with any of it. So who cares what happened back then?
Right. So she's going to fly in probably when this episode comes out. I'm going to pick her up from the airport and then give her the tour, man. I'm going to take her all over. Yeah. Take her all over. We're going to do the deal. So I'm super excited.
Are you doing any shows while you're home?
I am. I'm doing a show.
You know that's going to be badass, right? Because
it's going to be real fun.
No, that's wear a suit for no damn reason.
I know. You I'm actually doing it at my buddy's bar. So my best friend back home, shout out to Anthony, bought the bar that we used to live above.
Oh, my goodness.
And he called me. He was like, hey, if you're at home for the holidays, you want to headline my bar? I was like, obviously.
Clearly, that's what I want to do.
Right. Yeah. Anthony's been on the show before. Yeah. So I'm going to do that and then and take her around and do the deal. My grandmother passed, so we're probably going to go, we're going to go see, I'm going to go, cause I didn't get to go home for the funeral or anything.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do a little thing there with the family, go there and then she'll get in and I'll take her around and send her back and then I'll make my way back here.
Trek through.
Jesus Christ.
Are you bringing back a bunch of crap finally?
I am.
You decided you live here?
I am. I live here now.
Okay.
Congratulations. Almost 5 years.
Yeah.
I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I might as well bring my stuff.
And it wasn't even my doing. It was my mom. She's like, yeah, you live in Los Angeles now. Get your shit out of my garage.
Right, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I was like, all right. So I'm going to pack everything I can in the Civic and bring it back here.
So nothing.
Yeah. Well, I got a drum set. And some rock some posters. Oh, everything God. A 19-year-old wants in his face.
Drum set, some Jimmy World posters.
Yes, how'd you know?
Well, because I know you.
We sold our house. That's new.
Oh, yeah.
Christy, we're moving.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
That's right. That'll be our fourth house of
Yeah, we Foster started an podcast. Apartment. Yeah, and we're creeping up our 200th episode, too. So it's fitting we have a new location.
It is. We'll find a new home.
Yeah. So nice. You're back.
I am.
I'm so happy that you're back.
I am.
I'm sure
I'm
the listeners.
I'm very, very happy to be back.
Really?
Yes. I've missed you guys terribly.
We've all missed you.
Missed you guys terribly.
So we're going to creep up on our 200th episode. We'll do something fun for that.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back into it. There's been so many guests that have had relationship stuff since you've been gone.
Oh, really?
And I've just tried to answer in the best way that I thought that you would. I don't think I think that I failed miserably. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that I failed miserably.
I don't want to take any responsibility for whatever it is that you've said.
So I'm glad, dude. So I can speak on behalf of all the listeners, but we are very happy that you're back.
Appreciate
and,
it.
I can't wait for the next couple of episodes to really get back into it. And I want to follow your journey on everything that's going on. Yeah. I think that we're all caught up on everything, right? Have we missed anything?
Nope, we're all caught up. Get ready for some weird advice, folks, because I'm in a weird place.
Just fuck it. Just leave.
Yeah, it's going to be real bold advice that I'm giving people from now on.
Just go to a truck stop in New Mexico.
Just marry her. just marry her, man. You know you love her. This is all bullshit. Just marry her.
Yeah, we're at lunch the other day, and Christy looks at my girlfriend and is like, when are you going to have a baby? I'm like, calm down.
Whatever. Life's short. Marry the girl. Knock her up. Get on with life. You know what I mean?
After you make it sound so glorious.
Just killing time. You're just sitting around killing time. Just marry her, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Well, Christy, welcome back. We're happy to have you. And I think that's a good way to wrap it up right now.
Very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. All I can think about is you shitting in a bucket.
Yep.
Well, the mental image I have. Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's the takeaway.
Yep. For our show, for Christy and I, follow us the podcast on iTunes, follow us the podcast.com, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.